Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
As you know, Lala Anthony has split from her husband, Carmelo Anthony, but she has gained primary custody of their son. Now, according to TMZ, the estranged couple have agreed that 10-year-old Kyan will live with his mother in New York City and spend a couple of days a week with Carmelo. I am so glad that the two are intent on ensuring that their offspring remain in a stable environment with both parents in his life. It's very important. The couple announced their separation earlier this month. You know, it's said that he has been messing around. He slept with a Chicago-based graduate of Northwestern University who now claims to be 6.5 months pregnant with his child. Well, Page Six had said that this woman was a stripper in New York, but now it's coming out, according to some folks, that she is actually runs an educational organization in Chicago and that she and Carmelo met while he was in Chicago last summer doing some kind of basketball clinic or something like that. And her friend went on a radio station on Chicago's morning show saying that they have been dating for more than 7 months and she definitely is not a stripper. Well, I don't know what's going to happen with all of that, but I do know that Lala and Melo did have a prenup, so it's going to be interesting to see how much of his $124 million salary she is going to get, because I know she's going to get a lot of that, and to see if this other woman actually is having Carmelo's baby and how much of that she's going to get. Stay tuned. The fat lady has not sung on this one. And in other really tragic news, the tragic end to Aaron Hernandez has been ruled a suicide. There were 3 handwritten notes discovered in the cell where his body was found, where he hung himself. 2 of the notes were written to his fiance and the couple's 4-year-old daughter. Daily Mail is reporting that the 3rd handwritten letter was to Hernandez's gay prison lover, who has not been identified, but who is believed to be the last person Aaron spoke to before he took his own life. That man is currently under suicide watch himself. Now, the Boston Medical Examiner's office is actually holding on to Aaron's brain, despite releasing the rest of the convicted murderer's body to his family following the autopsy. They're hoping to do research to see if he is suffering from CTE. It's the brain disease that many pro football players have suffered from and died from over the years. Of course, Aaron obviously had other situations in his life. Just a tragedy all the way around. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.